I think I read 14 also.
Yes.
15 is another subject, so we'll go there. Yeah. It's good for China. Especially relevant everywhere, actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Nanam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nasta Prayeshu Apadeshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavat Yuktam Ashloke Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. Okay, 11th Canto, Chapter 8, Text Number 15.
Nadeyam
nopa bogyam cha lubdaya yad dukasanchitam bunte tad apitach chanyo madhu hevar tavim madhu. Nadeyam nopa bogyam cha lubdaya yad dukha sanchitam bhunte tat api tat chanyo maru hevar tavin madhu. Nadeyam nopa bogyam cha lubdaya yad dukha sanchitam bhunte tat api tat chanyo maru hevar tavin madhu. Nadeyam nopa bogyam cha lubdaya yad dukha sanchitam bhunte tadapi tach chanyo maru hevar tavin maru. Okay, someone want to try it?
Nadeyam nopapo gyancha lubdaya dukha sanchitam bhunte tadapi tach chanyo madhu he vartavin madhu.
Okay. Simonim. Not.
不
They young to be given in charity to others.
不施给其他人
Not.
不
Propogium to be enjoyed.
被亲自享受
Personally Cha also
也
Lugai By those who are greedy
被贪婪之人
Yet which
Not
Dukkha With great struggle and pain
费尽周
Sanchitam Is accumulated.
收集
Bhukti, he enjoys.
他享受
Tut, that.
那
Api, nevertheless.
即便如此
Tut, that.
那
Cha, also.
也
Anya,Someone else.
别的人
Maruha. The one who steals the honey from the honey beehive.
从蜂巢中盗取蜂蜜之人
Eva, like.
好像
Artha, wealth.
财富
Vit, one who knows how to recognize.
一个知道如何辨别之人
Madhu, the honey
蜂蜜
A greedy person accumulates a large quantity of money with great struggle and pain but the person who has struggled so much to acquire this wealth is not always allowed to enjoy it himself or give it in charity to others A greedy man is like a bee who struggles to produce a large quantity of honeywhich is then stolen by the man who will enjoy it and sell it to others. No matter how carefully one hides his hard-earned wealth and tries to protect it, there are those who are expert in detecting the whereabouts of various things, and they will steal it.
译文贪婪的人千辛万苦累积财富可是如此历尽艰辛谋求财富的人不一定亲自享受财富或者把财富布施给他人贪婪的人俨如使劲酿出大量蜂蜜的蜜蜂他的蜜后来又被想要独自享受或者将其卖给别人的人盗走无论一个人如何小心翼翼地隐藏他辛苦赚来的财富想尽办法加以保护仍一直存在着那些擅长发现宝物所在之处的惯贼将其偷走
One may argue that a wealthy man may conceal his money expertly by investing it in banks, stocks, properties, and so on. But there's no danger of theft. Only foolish people actually hide money by burying it in the ground or placing it under a mattress. But despite the fact that the majority of the world's wealth has been accumulated in highly developed capitalistic countries, these countries are being...Severely challenged by many enemies who threaten at any moment to overrun the capitalists and steal their wealth. Similarly, we often find that the children of wealthy people are kidnapped and then their parents must pay huge money. Sometimes the parents themselves may also be kidnapped. Furthermore,There are so-called investment counselors who are expert in stealing the money of rich people. So, in the modern world, governments also become expert in stealing money by taxation. Thus, the word artha vit indicates that one who by hook or crook is expert in stealing the hard-earned wealth of other people, the bees work frantically to produce honey, but they will not enjoy the honey. As Lord Krishna states, Mitchu Sarvaharas Chaham, I will come as death personified and steal everything. Okay?
要指有人或许争辩说，富人会把钱财藏得严严实实，要么存入银行，买股票，购置房产，怎么会有被盗的危险存在呢？只有愚蠢的人才会把钱埋在地底下或藏在枕头下面。尽管世上绝大多数财富已经集中在高度发达的资本主义国家手中，但这些国家却随时受到扬言要摧毁资本家窃取他们财富的许多敌对分子的严重挑衅。同样，我们经常发现富人的孩子遭到绑架，父母不得不拿出巨额赎金，有时父母也遭人绑架。此外，还有关于窃取富人财富的所谓投资顾问。在当今年代，政府也变得善于通过征税偷盗钱财，因此 Hartavit 一词指的是关于不择手段偷取他人辛苦赚来的钱财的人们。蜜蜂疯狂劳作为了酿蜜，可是却享用不了这些蜜。正如主 Krishna 说， Mritu Sava Haras Chang， 我将以死亡的人格到来盗走一切。波迦梵歌原意 10.34。
Somehow or other, one's hard-earned material opulence will be stolen. Therefore, as mentioned in this verse, one should not work uselessly like the foolish honeybee.
不管怎样，人辛苦赚来的物质富裕终将被盗走。因此，就像本师姐所说的，人不该愚蠢的像蜜蜂那样徒劳无获。
Om Ganat Nirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapi Tamyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Srinivari Aschacha Desatarane Vanshakalpa Chuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Mukam Karoti Vajalam Pangam Rangaya Tegarin Tadkripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurundi Natarini Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Dvaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. So first we should look at this Gita verse 10:34.
首先我们 我们先看一下。
Mitchy Sarvaharashaham Ubhavashabhavishyatam Kirti Shirvakshanarinam Smitir Meda Diti Chama。Final version. I am all devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be.
《博伽梵歌》10.34，我是吞没一切之死亡，我是无中生有之法则。
Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience.
在女性中，我是名声、幸运、家言、记忆、智力、坚韧、忍耐。
So we could give many, many examples of these greedy people. They work so hard, but they have so much money they don't even know how much money they have. They can't possibly enjoy it, so they have to find ways to hide it.Protected.
我们有很多这种的例子，就是有的人特别特别有钱，他们多到钱多到自己都不知道自己有多少钱，他们根本不可能想用这么多钱财，然后他们就想把这些钱都藏起来，深藏不露，保护这些钱财。
So many rich men, a beautiful young girl.Seduces them, marries them, and then divorce and take so much money.
有很多的富人，然后遭到那些年轻美貌的女子的引诱，跟他们结了婚以后，就瓜分掉富人的一大笔钱财之后就离婚，带着钱财走了。
Does that happen in China?
也
Very commonly.Western countries. Sometimes a wife, somehow takes all the money, or she just spends so much money, so you can't really enjoy it.
有的时候呢，就是妻子就把这个丈夫的钱就疯狂的花掉，然后这丈夫呢，实际上自己享受不了多少。
So the Bhagavatam says when you get a lot of money, you automatically get something like 7 enemies.
佛教海丹说，如果一个人他有了钱之后，他自动的就有了7个敌人。
The beggars, they come to rich people. So many people wanting charity and donations.
第一个是乞丐。他们就会来向富人讨乞讨钱财，然后请求捐助。
Often it's the wife and children they want so much.
还有妻子孩子们，他们就索要很多的钱财。
And there's thieves. Thieves don't go to poor people, you know.
下一个是。盗贼，因为小偷盗窃贼不会去穷人家偷窃。
And the government, the tax.
政府以收税的形式拿走。
So in India before, they had so much they call black money.
在印度以前的年代呢，有很多就所谓的黑钱。
That means money that they didn't account for, they got it by some kind of cheating.
这些钱呢就是不在账户上的，因为这是以欺骗得来的。
So they had notes, I think, for 1,000 rupees and 500 rupees, paper money.
所以呢，他就是以那个纸币的形式，就是比如说500卢比、1000卢比。
And people weren't keeping that in the bank. They're just keeping it at home somewhere, hidden away somewhere.
嗯，人们呢不会把这些钱存在银行，而是藏在自己的家里或者藏在哪个地方。
And they could gradually spend it, you know, different ways. So the government, they made it that those 500 rupee money was no good anymore.
嗯，然后那个，政府结果呢就宣布，就取消500卢比的这个纸币的使用。
So,if you had the accounting for it, then you could go to the bank and change it to the new money. They got it legally, then they could go to the bank and they would change it.
如果是合法形式得到的这钱财呢，还可以拿这些卢比呢去银行换那个流通可以流通的币种。
So these rich men, they were throwing huge amounts of money down in the Ganga and burning it and trying to get rid of it before the government found out that they had it.
哦，这些富人呢就把这些这卢比啊，就是这些500卢比啊，什么1000卢比的，他们就扔很多扔到恒河里，或者直接烧掉了，不让政府能够发现。
So anyway, different ways of taxes, you know, the government finds out you have that money, then you have to pay tax.
如果政府发现你有这么多钱，他们就会征税。
And you become your own enemy just by worrying about your money all the time.
因为你自己总是一直担心这个钱财，结果你变成自己就成为自己的敌人。
And usually greed creates more greed, so you just try to get more and more money.They don't have time for anything else.
这个贪婪就会导致更多的贪婪、贪欲，就没有时间去干别的事情了。
Then there's all kinds of cheating people that are offering you investments where you'll get so much money back really quick.
还有很多骗子就引诱人们去投资。许诺说可以很快的把资金回流。
And often that's completely cheating, but because a very smart businessman, he won't do that, but other people are greedy and they want money quick, they believe these things, and they lose everything.
有那些就是想要那个就是急功近利的人嘛，他们就想要很快的发财致富，这样的人就容易上当受骗，听信这些谣言。
So better we be like Vamandev when he came to Bali.
我们最好就像来到 Vamandev 来到巴利大军面前的 Vamandev。We would like Bali Mara, right?
To be like Vamandev.
Vamandev,
he took over the whole universe.
就像那个拿走了整个宇宙的 Vamandev.
And so he told Vamandev, you can have whatever you want. I can give you whole planets, I can give you kingdoms, I can give you unlimited wealth.
巴利马拉就告诉 Vamandev,你可以向我要求星际的统治权，或者是要求这个大量的财富，或者是要求王国。
And Bali was saying, "No, you're crazy. You should take more. I give, you know, I have so much."
然后巴利大军说："哎，你真是疯了！我可以给你很多很多的。
"And Vamandev just said, "Well." If a Brahman is not satisfied with what little bit, he won't be satisfied with a lot either. Because the natural principle of normal people is how much they get, they just want to get more, you know.
嗯，妈妈对着就告反驳说，嗯，如果一个 Brahman 呢，一个婆罗门，他对于他所得到的呢不满意的话，无论他得了多少，他都不满意。所以这种普遍的原则就是这样的。
So we need to adjust that greed to what's called lowlium, spiritual greed.
我们要把这种贪婪心调整为 lowlium 灵性的贪婪。
Lowlium means spiritual greed. You know, they want more service to Krishna. They want more chanting, more hearing, more association with devotees. It's greedy, but for something good.
Lowlium 就是。想要更多的服务，更多的念诵，更多的聆听，更多的联谊，这个虽然也是贪婪，但这是好的。
And then you see that many really wealthy people, they're not very happy. They have a lot of problem with their marriages. They're always getting cheated, and they have to be careful about getting cheated.
我们会发现那个有个现象，就是富人都不快乐，因为他们的婚姻有问题，他们也会遇到骗子们。
But if you have money, but you're using it, you know, for good purposes, especially giving it to Krishna.Then, you know, in charity, then the money can be good and you can get more money and be satisfied.
如果我们把钱财呢用在一个好的目的上，用在善良的举措上，或者是更高的目的上，比如说为 Krishna 花钱，或者是布施的话，那我们反而会得到越来越多的钱。
So let's, you know, pray to Krishna. We can be satisfied. If Krishna gives you big, big money, be satisfied with that and think how to use it for Krishna, how to help other people, how to help devotees especially.
如果，所以我们应该祈祷，让我们为我们自己得到的钱财感到满意吧。如果我们得到很多的钱财，我们应该感到很满意，因为我们可以帮助更多的人，尤其是可以帮助到奉献者们。
Then you can, you know, like, and always understand this is not mine, and everything belongs to Krishna.
而且我们应该明白到呢，没有什么是我的，一切都是属于 Krishna 的。
So if Krishna gave it to me to use for him.
如果 Krishna 把这钱财给了我，目的是让我，把钱财用在 Krishna 他的身上，仅此而已。
Then we can be happy with a little bit or a lot, because we just think how whatever we have, how can I use this for Krishna?
然后我们就会为我们我们拥有的无论多或者少的都感到满意，因为我们总想着怎么为了 Krishna 花钱。
Otherwise, if capitalist or communist or whatever different things they call it, people are the same. They just want to be happy.
无论是是什么样的称号，无论是称之为资本家也好，称之为称之为共产主义者也好，其实都是一样的，都是在努力寻求快乐。
And he mentions here in the purport kidnapping. That's a very common thing. big international terrorists. They make a lot of money by kidnapping children.
这个要旨当中提到了绑架，就是那些非常恐怖的国际主义恐怖主义分子，他们就通过绑架得到了很多的钱。
And then, you know, they tell the government of that country or the parents, you know, you give so many millions and then you give it back.
他们会告诉政府或者告诉这些父母们，你们有上百万的钱，我们会给你们，还给你们。
So it's very dangerous. Children of poor people don't get kidnapped.
穷人的家的孩子从来不会遭到绑架，因此呢，有钱的富人在这方面还是危险的。
So, that's about it for covering this idea. 。So whatever we do, we should be honest, and if you pay your taxes, because there's some people that try to avoid taxes, and then they're always in anxiety that they'll get caught.
我们应该诚实做人，去诚实的上税，不要去避税，否则的话就会因为避税遭到被抓捕。
In Japan, at one time, a lot of people, they were cheating, and when they ride the train to their job, they ride very far. So they found a way to cheat.
在日本呢，就是有一些人 they ride the train to run.他们就坐火车，他们就通过坐火车来去欺骗。
And then when they got caught, they had to pay so much money because they said you've been doing this for so many years, and you know, they had to pay so much.
他们那个就是不买票，然后就蹭车坐火车，结果呢，一旦他们被抓住逮住了的时候呢，他们就会被罚很多钱，因为他们就说你们这么多年你们都不交钱，所以一下子被抓住就会罚很多钱。
So they thinking they were saving money, but in the long run they had huge fine they have to pay.
他们以为他们通过这种方式蹭车可以省钱，但是从长远的来看呢，他们还是要为此而付出代价的。
Okay, so let's have the questions.
好，那我们接下来回答问题。
can't really sell it for the questions today.
如果大家有问题的话，可以抓紧时间提上来。Can I ask a question?
Please.
About the Bhagavad Gita 10:34.
Yeah, that's an interesting verse.
So it said, among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience.
Yeah.It's fascinating.
So if a woman is short of memory, that what does it mean? How to connect it with this verse? So
let's just see what it says in it. Seven opulences: fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence. They're considered to be feminine.But if any person has these qualities, it's glorious. A man can have them also.
Oh, 我问的这个问题就是跟佛教梵歌的10:34里，就是说，在女性当中，我是名声、幸运、家言、技艺、智力、坚韧、忍耐，那么，比如说要是。女性她那个记忆力不好，那就说明什么呢？跟这个怎么连在一起？妈妈说，我们看一下药旨，药旨里就提到了，就是在所列的七种赋予，名声、幸运、家言、记忆、智力、坚韧、忍耐，都是阴性的，全部或部分拥有这些赋予，就会变得光彩照人。
And I would just look in the verse in Sanskrit.It doesn't say woman or man, it just says the qualities.
在这世界当中呢，其实它没有特定就指男性或女性，就指的是这种品质。
And then when Prabhupada is in the purport, he's saying, you know, if a person has...He's humble and gentle, then he is considered good. He is. So, it's interesting. But, you know, there's different qualities that are somehow masculine and feminine, but it doesn't mean that only women have it or only men have it. It's just some difficult to understand.
这个不是说这种品质是只有女性特有的或者男性特有的，它就是指的是一种品质，所以这是很难理解的。
But try to develop those qualities. Good, no matter who has them, it's very good. You'll be very glorious.
无论是谁，如果能发展出这些品质的话，就会变得非常光荣。
Okay,
thank you. 好的。
Some other question?
So, can I ask another question?
Please.
How much money one can get, is it according to one's karma?
Yes.
And so how much one can consume the money or spend the money, is it also destined?
Well, nothing is exact, you know, because we always have a choice. So, say you get a lot of money by your karma. Some people are born with a lot of money. Or when they're a young person, they inherit a lot of money. So that's their karma. But then they have a choice of what they're going to do with that money.
Okay. 我第二个问题就是说, 一个人他是不是有钱? 是不是这是因为也是他的 karma 他的因果得来的 而且他花多少钱 是不是也是因果 然后回答是说 就是一个人有多少钱 确实是 他自己的 karma 因果 但是他如何花这个钱 是他怎么选择的 比如说一个人他 或者是年轻是挣的 或者是继承的 那他怎么用这笔钱 是属于他的选择了 now we have a question.
Sometimes, you know, if someone is a devotee and they're serving Krishna, they may get many things that are wouldn't necessary, they wouldn't have gotten just by their karma. Or they may lose things that, you know, because Krishna will, whatever helps them in their, for a spiritual life, Krishna will do.
还有一种情况是, 一个人他做了奉献服务之后呢, 本来, 不属于他的 karma, 就是不在他的, karma 之内的他获得了, 或者是他会失去, 本来是按照他 karma, 他不应该失去的, 这是 Krishna 在帮助他, 在灵修的路上, 帮助他, 帮助这个人, 就是他得到了他本来得不到的, 或者他失去了他本来不应该失去的, 这都是 Krishna的, 帮助, 帮助, 为了他灵性的进步上, 为了帮助他。
So by your karma, you know, you have intelligence or beauty or a lot of money, you know, different things. But then, you know, if you use them for Krishna, then you know, you might get much more than just your karma.
比如说一个人是有智慧的，或者是美丽的，或者是有钱的，如果他把这些赋予用来为 Krishna 做服务的话，他会得到更多的 更有智慧，更美丽，更有钱。
Okay.
Okay, thank you. 现在有几个问题，第一个是陈娟，顶拜guru，感谢翻译主持。博加瓦坛上也说，人该像蜂蜜一样工作，蜜蜂一样工作，不依附结果。这世界又成了反面教导，那我们要两种教导怎样接受呢？ So, Chenjin Mataji, pay our obeisance to you, and thank you for the host. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, one should work as a bee, and should not attach to the result. Yet, this verse, it says the opposite themes, opposite teachings. So, to this country, teachings.
It says the bees work hard, but they're not attached to the result.
They just they are not opposite. A beast works hard but not attached to result, right? 你、
yeah.
这个不是矛盾的，就是蜜蜂虽然努力工作，他们不依附结果。
So that's, you know, it's these things that you can get bewildered. Apparently there's contradiction, but really there's no contradiction. Because in this verse it says the bee works so hard, but he doesn't get to enjoy the results. But the bee is not planning to enjoy the results. He's just doing whatever he does by his karma.
表面上好像有矛盾，实际上没有矛盾。这个世界的主要说的是蜜蜂享受不到它辛勤工作的结果，但实际上这蜜蜂也没有打算好要去享受。这个蜜蜂呢，它只是按照它自己的 karma， 在按照它自己的karma 去做它应该做的事情。
So, but the men are working so hard and planning how they're going to enjoy all the money, how they're going to get what they want and get more and more money. The bee just does his job. They work really hard. They fly so many miles every day and collect very little, but because there's so many bees, you know, it ends up a lot.
这里实际上影射的是那些人，就是那些人呢，他们总在规划着怎么去享受他们挣的钱财，在规划着怎么得到更多的，像总在想怎么得到越来越多的钱，但是蜜蜂呢，他们飞行上千英里，只是采一点点花蜜。但是因为有很多很多的大量的蜜蜂，所以合起来就能采很多的蜜了。
OK. So the sannyasis and the sadhus who beg door to door, and everybody gives them a little bit.
那些 sannyasi 托钵僧还有沙杜圣人们挨家挨户的去乞讨，然后他们从每一家每户呢就得到一点点。
And they also have a rule. They only go to a certain number of houses, like 7 houses or something. And sometimes they don't get very much, but they're always satisfied. They don't think, well, let me go to a few more houses.You just say, this is what Krishna has given me today.
但他们呢也有他们的规则，比如说我今天呢我只去七个人家，如果呢他们得到的不多，所得不多，他们也知足，他们不会去说，哎，让我再多去几家人那儿吧。他们就想，哎，这是 Krishna 给我的， Krishna 就给我这么多。
If they get a lot, then they will share it and give it to other people. They won't keep it for the next day or something, or eat 10 times as much. It's a real sadhu anyway.
然后如果他们得到的就多的很多的话，他们就会把这多出来的分享给别人，他们不会说我留到第二天，或者是我今天我得到多我吃上10次。一个真正的萨杜他们就不会这么去做。
All right.
Okay. The next one from Radhananda.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, 尊敬顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Deva。用不恭敬和开玩笑的语气说 Krishna 的圣名是不是冒犯呢？
She's competing with Rajendra to ask.
对，然说你跟 Rajendra 怕不可以媲美了，在提问题方面竞争She asked that, she pay obeisance to you, and she asked that if one says the holy name of Krishna in a not very respectful and in a joking way, is it offense?
It depends. If an initiated devotee does that, then it might be offensive.
这要看情况而定，如果是一个起疑的奉献者的话，那就是冒犯了。
But if a drunken person in the street makes a joke and goes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then it's good. They get benefit.
如果大街上的一个醉汉，他就说 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 开玩笑的，但是真的就能给他带来好处。
Offense generally means without devotion. But, you know, especially Lord Chaitanya, it says, if they're jokingly or whatever way, still they get benefit. But the benefit doesn't come so quickly.
冒犯通常是指的就是缺乏奉爱，但主宰的念妈爸不说，即便是开玩笑的在说出圣名，也是有好处的。即便这些好，一个人不会很快的，这些好处不会很快的，显现出来。Next one.
Okay.
下个是吧 Radhashvara Devadasi. 顶戴姑在某个地区普遍工资待遇很低，国家好的好政策到我们这里就不执行，怎样看待这件事？是大家的共业吗？ Obeisance Guru. In some districtThe average salary is pretty low. And although there are good policy from the country, but here, the policy is not carried out. How to see these things? Is this the...common karma, collective karma?
Yeah, collective and individual karma. Many people have it, so it comes. But there's also people who get really, really rich, you know, in the same country. So, you know, it's hard to say, but karma is always a factor. but a devotee, karma can be overcome, you know, by Krishna, you know. But we don't pray for that. We don't, you know. But, you know, if we can get a better job or we can find a better situation, that's fine. But we shouldn't be just praying to Krishna, help me get more money. Why are you not giving me more money? Then we'll never advance very much.
是的，是个人的，是个人的，就很难说。因为呢，也有的在同一个国家呢，也有富人，但是 karma 是一个很重要的因素，奉献者可以克服 karma， 但是奉献者不会努力的去为此而努力。如果他们能得到好的工作或好的环境，那当然很好，但是他们不应该努力的总是在那祈祷 Krishna 快帮帮我帮我帮帮我，让我有更多的钱吧，为什么让我这么穷啊？如果老是这样的念头，就不会进步的。
Because karma is also under the control of Krishna, not under our control. It's under the control of Krishna. Like it's stated many times, the devotee, if he's suffering, he'll think, well, actually, my karma, I should suffer more, but Krishna is very kind and he's reducing it.
就是这个事情，总是提到了这件事情，就是说当奉献者他们面对痛苦的时候，他们就会这样想，就啊，根据我的 karma， 我本来应该遭受更多的痛苦，但是呢 Krishna 这么仁慈这么仁善，他已经把我的痛苦减少了很多了。
OK，
The last one, this is...
Really? Quick. All right?
Yeah. Here's another question.
Yeah, usually they keep coming.
Okay. 现在我们看一下 Radha Nanda 的问题，请问 Gurudev，一个朋友因巨额欠款陷入严重焦虑，已经无法再 japa 了，如何帮助他呢？Radhananda asked that there's a friend. This friend, because a lot of had owned a lot of debt. Involved in a lot of debts and very depressed, very worried, cannot continue to japa. How can I help him?
Well, just be kind to them and try to chant kirtan with them or something whenever you can. But simply worrying about the debt, that will never help. You have to do something about it. You know, you have to start doing something to pay back the debt, make arrangements, but I can't go into all that right now. All the ways to do that. You just have to, you know, getting in debt, it's your mistakes usually. Borrowing money, which you shouldn't be doing, because you wanted something that more than you could have. That's why we're trying to teach people. But once somebody's really in debt, they have to think ways how to. You know, I don't know the laws there. Some countries you can declare bankruptcy and then you're out of debt, but you don't have anything.
应该对他好，友善，可以 care 他，或者做力所能及的。但是担心也没有，不能光只在那儿担心，应该去采取行动，采取措施，做事情去还债。就是本来借钱呢就是一个错误，就不应该这么去做。他是由于一个人想获得超出他应该得到的，所以就陷入了债务。那么如果有的国家呢，就会在这种情况下就会宣布破产。
Okay, so there are ways to, you know, it depends on who you owe money to. But you have to find a way to pay it back little by little, make a deal with the person. Hopefully they will accept that.
这还要取决于你欠的是谁的钱。可以想办法一点一点的还上，可以跟对方呢达成一个交易，只要对方能够接受，在对方能够接受的情况下，一点一点的欠的这款还回去。
Okay, but otherwise, what you can do is just, you know, try to, you know, with that person chant, you know, have kirtan for a little while and try to help him make his mind a little more peaceful. Kirtan is much easier than japa, 16 rounds, you know, you have to concentrate a lot, so you have to think of a way to help him.
唱诵为他，可以念诵，跟他一起贴他，让他的心也变得平和下来。通常呢，扎他呢是需要很大的专注，但是贴他呢就越多。Can I ask a question about this issue?
Which issue?
But if some devotees, they are very poor, some devotees, they have children, they have no jobs, and they are very poor. So in that case, should we help them?
You have to help in whatever way you can. If you're very rich, of course, you should try to help them, or if you can find a job for them, or find out why they don't have a job, you know. Whereas the society, you know, like the Mormons, everybody donates some amount, and they have a fund so that if somebody somehow gets really poor,gets really in trouble, then they can help them, the society can help them.
Okay. 我问这个问题是关于比如说有的人他特别，有的奉献者特别特别穷，然后还拖家带口的，有孩子，那种情况下应不应该帮助他们？马尔说，如果是你特别有钱，然后可以帮他们找工作啊什么的，他可以帮助他们。在那有一种摩门教里头呢，他们就会就是这个信徒他们会有一个资金，就是拿这些钱来帮助那些穷困的或者遇到麻烦的人，就是他是整个协会或者这个摩门教他就有这样一个资金。
best thing is if it can help them get a job, you know. And many people see they get a job but they don't work hard. You know, they don't have a bad attitude and they lose a job, or they get some money and they spend more money than they have, and so somebody has to teach them how to live in this material world. It's a dangerous place. But when you say that, see, I don't know the situation of these people, why they don't have a job or what, you know. Some people it's because they are very sick, they can't work, you know. Some people it's just because they're lazy, they don't like to work, you know.
Yes, they don't like to work and they want to eat good prasad sometimes.
Sometimes there's people like that. They always want to come to the temple to eat, but they never want to do any service.
Yes.
You get that in Africa, and then whenever a devotee that has a little money comes, everybody's asking them, you got to help me, you got to help me. My son, please give me money, money. And then the rich people don't like to come anymore. Because they can't give to everybody. Nobody's that rich. But like when you just get a general question, I can't give an answer, you know, because I don't know the specific case.
Okay, yes.我刚才问的就是这个问题，就是就是比如说有的奉献者嘛，他有的人呢他们就是特别穷困，就马上就说就最好是帮他们，让他们有份工作。如果他们工作不努力呀，或者是他们的心态不好，他们也不能一直保存这种工作，或者是比如说一个人他如果花的钱超出了他应该花的钱财的话，那也会遇到困难，所以需要有人教育，该如何在这个物质世界去生活。OK， 那您可说完。OK，thank you。下一个，OK， 然后男的，那解释的错误的誓言和欲望导致他的经济窘迫，是信用卡的高额利息，他有十多张信用卡哦。So this is a。Relevant to last question, Radhananda Mani said, because this person, his vow and his desire has made him into an embarrassment. He had 10 credit cards. The lot high this, let me see.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Some people, they just keep borrowing more and more money, and the banks, you know, are crazy. They give them these credit cards, and then finally there's too much.
是的，就是他借了太多钱，然后呢，银行呢也疯狂的劝人们利用用信用卡来消费。
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Those questions get a little tricky. And we'd like to hear the first question about the scripture. Those are good. Sometimes these practical questions. See, we're trying to develop the devotee care in China, and it's an important part of it. But mostly devotees have to be trained how to live, you know, within their means, which is what the Bhagavad Gita is all about. Don't spend what you don't have. But nowadays the banks are encouraging everybody, borrow money, buy this on credit, just pay every month. But they don't keep track, and then they buy more things than they can pay for. So what they learn. At least in Western America, there's counselors specifically for that. Even in the American Army, they have special counselors to teach people that are married or something how they can live on the money that they have. You know, not go crazy borrowing, and thinking they need more and more of this and that. You have to live according to your means. Be satisfied.
一个人应该，就是根据他，就是现有的资源去生活，不要去花他没有的钱，不要就是赊债来买东西。即便是美国军队，他们也有这种顾问教人们怎么去生活。
So I have to go now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Keep forgetting it.
Okay. 那我们把昆特金服务员聆听今天晚上。各位尊敬的奉献者，今天晚上的讲课就到这里，非常感谢大家的聆听，感谢涛商小阿米给我们带来精彩的讲课，感谢大家的好问题，也祝大家有一个 Krishna 之节的夜晚 ，Hare Krishna。